USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Violence continues in the Middle East despite a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Israeli security forces firing stun grenades and rubber bullets at Palestinians in Jerusalem outside the Al-Aqsa Mosque Friday. Israeli police say officers were responding to having rocks thrown at them by Palestinians. No deaths reported, but about 20 people hurt. Meanwhile, at the White House, President Biden making it clear where he stands.
There is no shift in my commitment, the commitment to the security of Israel, period. No shift, not at all.
Biden also says he'll continue practicing quiet, relentless diplomacy to ensure both sides enjoy equal measures of freedom, prosperity, and democracy. A child killed in a road rage shooting happening Friday morning in California's Orange County in the 55 freeway. Highway Patrol says a 6-year-old boy was in his booster seat when a shot was fired from someone in another car. No details released on the incident leading to the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on
it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
More people now getting vaccinated, but there's still some reluctance to ditch the masks. While some didn't want to wear masks in the first place, now others aren't ready to take them off. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying Friday he's not surprised.
It's understandable when you're used to a certain type of behavior, and then when the science says that you can actually turn around that, as we've said with the recent CDC guidelines, that when people have been following a certain trend for a considerable period of time, that it may take time for them to adjust.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky agrees no one should feel shame for keeping their masks on despite being fully vaccinated. The White House and Republicans are closer but still far apart on an infrastructure plan. President Biden Friday lowering the cost of his plan to under $2 trillion, but that's still $1 trillion more than the GOP plan. At least 3 people killed by earthquakes in China, 2 quakes in southwest China and northwest China happening about 4 hours apart Friday night and Saturday morning. The first a 6.1, the second a 7.3. Over 24 hurt. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A debate in the medical community over the need for a COVID booster shot. Tim Berg has more.
Prepare to get a third coronavirus vaccination. President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, telling Axios during a live stream that a booster shot will likely be needed within a year. Fauci adding that the vaccines are effective against COVID and the 5 strains for at least 6 months. Dr. Vin Gupta tells MSNBC,
there is no evidence right now at 6 months that you might need a booster at a year, or frankly at a year and a half after you get the shot. We know that at 6 months after you get the vaccine, in the case of Pfizer, that your antibody levels are through the roof and that you're protected against all the variants that exist to this day. So to say that at 9 months or at 12 months, as the Pfizer and the Moderna CEOs put out today, that you might need a booster is devoid of evidence. So I would encourage them, publish the evidence.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A 94-year-old veteran of the Korean War honored at the White House Friday. Wendy King has the details.
President Biden awarded the Medal of Honor to Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr. in a White House ceremony, calling the Korean War veteran a true American hero. South Korean President Moon Jae-in attended the event, the first time a foreign leader had done so. The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration that can be awarded in the United States. He intentionally ran across an open area in order to draw fire and allow his Rangers to destroy the enemy positions. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.